All right, let's do today's birthday scam. We're going to call a young lady who had all kinds of repairs she needed done when she was moving into her apartment. She even sent them a very stern letter demanding all these things done. She's an attorney.
Oh.
So we're going to call and give her a hard time from the apartment management. She owes money.
This is Amy.
Good morning, Amy. This is Doug with Properties. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Mr. asked me to call. I know that we have been doing some work or recently completed a lot of work on your unit.
I've been meaning to call. There's a leak in my toilet in the back.
Was that listed on the in that letter that you sent us?
No, that wasn't listed in the letter. That happened about 2 weeks ago.
Because I know it was quite an extensive letter.
Yeah.
We had to do some outside contract work to get that done.
Right.
So we have an outstanding bill of $245.
For contract work that y'all had to do?
Right. Well, there was some work that we just couldn't handle in-house, and we had to get...
I'm not going to pay for work that y'all had to do.
Well, there was some extra work that we did for you.
Like what?
Per your request.
Well, it was stuff that should have been fixed and on any type of unit.
This cost of $245, we're just not going to be able to cover.
And I'm not going to pay it.
Then we have a problem. I can just add it to your rent.
I'd like to see what exactly this is for. I'm not going to pay a bill for an apartment that I don't own, that I leased, where I was promised that this stuff would be fixed before I moved in.
And it was a list that was above and beyond the call of duty. We bent over backwards to make that very livable for you.
Well, it should be livable. That's what y'all are in the business of doing.
Compared to all our other tenants, we didn't even have to do all those repairs. But you were very picky, and you took the time to send a very stern letter, and we responded.
You're in the business of upkeeping property. I mean, to be quite honest, the
yes.
outside of the property is not upkept very well either.
We are in the business, and we don't do it for free.
Okay. Why don't I direct you to my lawyer, and you can talk to him? Because I'm not paying this.
I thought you were a lawyer.
I am, but I will hire...
You can't handle your own affairs?
I will hire an attorney if I have to. I'm not paying for work that y'all had to do and needed to do on an apartment.
If you think I'm intimidated because your whole family are lawyers, then you're mistaken.
Well, if you think I'm intimidated because you're a property manager, then you're obviously mistaken, too. I'm not paying.
I'm not just a property manager. You know, I had nearly 2 years of law school myself.
Good for you.
It doesn't take much to be a lawyer besides 8 years and of martinis.
Why don't you just put it in a letter in writing because I'm not paying it?
Why don't you quit being such a picky bitch and we could get your other leak fixed?
I'm not going to talk to you anymore if you're going to...
What is that leak that you have right now?
I'm not talking to you anymore.
It's going
to
be leaking forever unless you pay...
This is Amy.
Amy, it's me again. I'm outside your unit. Before I go in, is there a pet or a dog in there I should worry about?
I don't really want you going in my unit.
I do have a stun gun with me in case the dog leaps out at me.
Who is this?
Maybe I'd like to use the stun gun on you.
Who is this?
It's Dean and Raj, and your brother Dean wanted us to call you for the birthday scam.
That is not nice.
You've got an evil brother who's also an attorney, right?
Yes.
I wish you a happy birthday.
I was already calling him on the phone trying to find out where he was so he could write a nasty letter.
Okay, good.
You have a happy birthday there.